If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's a special edition of Clan Radio, of course. We're about to say goodbye to our captain for the last 3 years. I'm going to talk to number eight himself. It's Matt Keith. Matt, firstly, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I guess it's been quite a last few days for you, has it not?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Obviously, we're trying to get everything packed up and everything squared away here with the flat getting organized. I mean, we've shipped some stuff home a few weeks ago. We shipped a big box home last week, so we're trying to pack as light as we can. And I'm sitting here looking at the living room, and it's completely covered with bags and boxes and suitcases. So I don't think we're going to be packing that. Or we're going to be leaving that late.
Now, of course, you're leaving the club after 3 years. How difficult a decision was that to decide to move on?
Yeah, it's obviously really hard because we've really, really enjoyed our time here, and we've met some very good people and became really good friends with a lot of people, and obviously it's tough when you're somewhere for 3 years to move on and move on to the next chapter of your life. I guess it's a bit hard, and at the same time it's a bit exciting because you're going on to something new and you never know what's next.
Now, looking at the statement that was posted on the Clan website that you wrote, basically thanking everybody for your time here, you're not retiring from the game, is that right? It's maybe a possibility, but you are keeping your options open.
Yeah, I think as of right now, and I know I tried to just touch on it a little bit, obviously I wasn't putting out a retirement statement, or I didn't need to. I didn't want to make a huge deal about what was next, but obviously I kind of tried to touch on it. I'm going to put all my focus and energy into applying to get into the firefighting back home. One thing I know is that to do that, you have to be there. You have to be, willing to put the time in to go through the application process. So it's been a goal of mine. It's been a dream of mine for a career after hockey. And I'm going to go home right now and focus on that and do everything I can. And as far as retiring from the game, I mean, I've always thought that, okay, maybe this could be my last year, but I never ever would say anything to anybody because I wasn't 100% sure. And I think even now, you'd never want to close a door on a possibility of down the road playing again. But I think as it sits today, I'm comfortable and excited with the fact that I'm going home and excited to start the next chapter.
I remember talking to you 3 years ago when you first signed for the club, and you were very excited about coming over and experiencing life in Glasgow as well. Has it lived up to expectations or more?
Yeah, I think it's been more. Obviously, 3 years ago I had said that I wanted to come finish my career in the UK, or I wanted to come and play here towards the end of my career. Obviously, with my family heritage and my family up the road in Fife, I thought it would be a great experience. And that was before I got to know, what this organization was like and what relationships we would build and what it really meant to me to be here for 3 years and to be the captain and to really give everything I had to the club. And I thought that, yeah, looking back, obviously it's been a great experience. There's been some ups and there's been some downs, and of course you'd like to look back and maybe have done, got that extra point my first season to win the league, or, the frustrations with not making the playoff weekend all 3 years. But overall, there's been way more positives than negatives, and I'm really happy with how things went here.
We'll get you to pick a couple of highlights shortly, but I want to ask you about your relationship with Ryan Finnerty. Of course, Ryan has now left the club. His departure was announced last week. But how big a part has he played in your 3 years in Glasgow?
Yeah, he's been great, you know, since day one. He's treated both Chelsea and I with you know, the utmost respect. And again, he's been very kind to us. And you know, Ryan was the head coach here, but he also did a lot of things behind the scenes that I don't think a lot of people realize. He cares a lot, and he works very, very hard at his job. And you know, as far as his and my relationship, we've always had a really good relationship, very open and honest. He put a lot of trust in me by putting a letter on my jersey, and I always tried my best to do my best in that role. And I think that, you know, with the way the three seasons went, obviously the first season was on such a high. We had such a great season. The second season, there was, you know, a few downturns, but I thought that on a whole, we had a good year. This year, of course, you know, the team, we didn't win as much as we would have liked to. And myself personally didn't produce like I felt like I could have. But all the way through, Ryan and I's relationship was good. And we didn't go without our battles. And the thing always was, and you know, we talked about this last week, was that regardless if we would have our battles, it was all about both of us caring and wanting what was best for the team. And you know, I think that through the season, there was some ups and downs, but never ever lost respect for Ryan and the way he coached, and really admired the heart and effort that he put into the Brayhead Clan.
Now, you're an experienced player, Matt. You've played in a few countries and a few different clubs down the years as well. Where does Brayhead fit into your favourite places?
I think it's really hard to say. I mean, obviously, when I was playing in North America, I was a lot younger. And I played in some great places for some great organizations. And, you know, you look back sometimes and you kind of think to yourself, like, man, did I really appreciate that as much as I should have? And you know, at that time, you're young, you're single, your only focus is hockey, and you don't really have much time to sit and look around, and, you know, there's always hockey, hockey, hockey. And I feel like, you know, now with us being over in Europe, I couldn't really compare anywhere we've played as to which is the best or which is the favorite, because we've had really good experiences everywhere we've been. And you know, just like back home, we played, got to play for some really good organizations and meet a ton of good people. And of course, that didn't change when we came to Glasgow. I mean, we've really enjoyed our time here and have some memories that we'll look back on fondly forever.
Speaking of those memories, obviously your daughter Lola was born in Scotland. That's obviously one great thing, of course, that's come out of your time at Brayhead. But on the ice, what would you regard as highlights, personal highlights from your time as a player?
It's tough to say. I mean, personally, obviously the playing in the CHL was a big moment for the club. It was that Saturday night that we beat Ingolstadt at home was obviously a huge win. I mean, for myself personally, I think that, you know, I can't really pinpoint one thing or pick out a thing that was a highlight for me personally. It was just that, you know, it was three really good years and a lot of good things to look back on and a lot of moments, things that happened within the team, that I think we should all be really proud of. And you know, this year, just to pick a couple, but to have Scott Pitt and Matt Becca have the seasons they had and to lead the league in goals and in points, you know, that's something that everybody should be proud of. You know, all the guys in the team should be proud of, because everybody helps contribute in their own way to them having success. And you know, we've had some really good players come through here in the time that I've been here. And you can look back on situations or moments where you're proud to wear the jersey because of the people and the teammates that we've had.
And one last thing before we go, Matt, a last message to the Purple Army who've given you that fantastic chant that you hear before every game when you do the ceremonial puck drop. What's your last message to the fans who've been great for
Yeah,
you?
I mean I'll certainly miss that. There's no I guess nobody else would get to experience it except me, obviously, but when they announce and ask both captains to come to the center ice, it's a pretty cool feeling to have that, and obviously it gets your adrenaline going right away. So it was always special. And I guess if I was just to say one last thing, would be, thank you to everybody for 3 great years and treating us so well. And I wish the Brave Clan and the organization nothing but the best in the future.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.